Half Earth by Edward Wilson. The one-sentence summary. In order to stave off the mass extinction of species, including our own, we need to dedicate half the surface of the Earth to nature. What the book says. The author is a world-renowned biologist who sadly died in December 2021. Man has many traits, including lucky accident of primate evolution, a yearning to be more master than steward of a declining planet, arrogant, reckless, lethally disposed to favour self, tribe and short-term futures, obsequious to higher beings and contemptuous to lower forms of life. The half-Earth proposal is to dedicate one half of the Earth to protected biodiversity areas in order to solve the current sixth extinction. It is one half because large plots harbour many more ecosystems and species, composing them at a sustainable level. Expressed in simple maths, if 90% of a biodiverse area is removed, the sustainable number of species in it will drop to 50%. If 10% of what is remaining is removed, and a team of lumberjacks could do this in a month or so, then most or all of the remaining residents will disappear. The situation facing us is too large to be solved piecemeal, and so the solution needs to be commensurate with the magnitude of the problem. Specific regions can still be reclaimed to achieve the goal. The author wrote to 18 of the world's senior naturalists and asked them to nominate areas with unique and valuable species of plants, animals, and microorganisms. Their recommendations can be viewed as a semi-contiguous belt covering the redwood forests of California, the Madrean pine oak woodlands of Mexico, Cuba, and Hispaniola, the Amazon basin, the Guyana Shield, the Tepuy of Venezuela, the greater Manu region of Peru, the cloud forests of Central America, the Paramos grasslands and Atlantic forest of South America, the Cerrado and Pantanal of Brazil, the Galapagos, the forests of Poland and Belarus, Lake Baikal in Russia, the Christian Orthodoxy church forests in Ethiopia, Socotra off Yemen, the Serengeti, Gorongosa National Park in Mozambique, most of South Africa, the forests of the Congo, the Atewa Forest in Ghana, Madagascar, the Altai Mountains in Central Asia, the Western Ghats of India, Bhutan, Myanmar, the scrubland of southwestern Australia, the Kimberley region of northwestern Australia, New Guinea, New Caledonia, the McMurdo Dry Valleys in Antarctica, and Hawaii. That's quite a list.